This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to get into the actual countdown of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen with the big-voiced Michael Harrison here. He's here with lots of bravado and input, which is good. Having bravado and input is very important. Good combination. Charts from the week of March 8th to the 12th. They are published at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. 10 stories, 10 people. Michael, you're in the spotlight. You have over your head, too. The spotlight this week is a halo light.
Wow, my big voice and my bravado. Yes. And my input or my input. I never know which word to use. Do you? Is it input or input? Or are they both,
Input.
Know
yeah. Input.
I think it's okay. Input. Well, we're inputting
give us
information
your input,
for
please.
Our listeners.
Yes.
At number 10, we have climate change and gun control is back in the top 10. Mm-hmm. At number 9, education crisis and America's mental health. And they tie together more than just tied. They're connected. Kids today, especially very, very young ones, are having a hell of a time dealing with at home.
Yep.
And number 8, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's also tied to another topic that's tied, Me Too movement. That's back.
It's time for us to have a chorus of bye-bye love. See you later, Andy. Have a nice life. Adios.
I'm not sure about that.
He's not going to give in. He's not giving in.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No,
but,
no. Let's see if he can. Last this one. It's very interesting. At number 7, we have race relations. That's tied into the Royals interview that happened last Sunday. People are talking about it all week. And the Pierce Morgan flap. I find Pierce Morgan a very interesting character. Don't you?
I think he's a putz. I've never liked him. I think he's full of himself. But he has had some interesting things to say about this terms of what she's all about. You know, it's so easy. You're not going to find 100% of the people agreeing to anything. Did you watch the interview?
Only after the fact. I did not watch it from beginning to end, but I watched all of the highlights.
I watched the whole thing, which is unusual for me to sit for 2 hours to do anything, but to watch a TV show for 2 hours. But there was something about it. Maybe we can talk about it a little bit. Your feelings about it, what you took away from it.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested in the royal family. I've watched every episode of The Crown more than once. I've watched the entire Crown.
That was one of the questions. Oprah asked them if they had watched The Crown. Did you see that part of it?
No. What did they say?
She asked if they'd watched The Crown. They said, yeah, we've seen some episodes of it. We've watched it together.
Yeah. Well, they're not in it, so,
No.
But his mother is in it. And his father is in it.
Very much so. Yeah.
All right, let's
go
to number 6, the Iran nuclear talks and the Chinese military buildup, kind of foreign affairs. At number 5, social media, censorship, and the cancel culture. At number 4, Biden's cabinet selections, and that's tied with Trump's legal problems, a tale of two presidents. At number 3, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. At number 2, the border crisis and immigration. Number 2. Number 1, the stimulus package and the economy. And that's those are the stories. You want me to go through the people or you want to wait?
Please. Yes, I'd like that.
Gavin Newsom is at 10. Derek Chauvin is 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. Number 7, we got Harry and Meghan and Piers. And Oprah is somewhere in there. Merrick Garland is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5. Donald Trump is at 4. I don't think he's ever been at 4 in the modern era. Nancy Pelosi is at number 3. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are tied at 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden is at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe! All right, sure, so I asked you, if you watched the interview, did you see Joe Biden's 21 minutes. It was a press conference, but no questions were asked. What did you see that? And that certainly is a part of our conversation. All the Biden stuff wrapped into. I mean, when you go to number 4, number 3, number 2, number 1 this week, they all are wrapped around Biden's presidency, I think, don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Biden is definitely the man being talked about now.
Right. Trump's down to number four on the people list. Imagine, he must be upset with you this week because Pelosi and McConnell are, geez, crow, Michael.
And he called me and he said, can you find something out there? Somebody's saying about me. Can you find something? Push me up a little bit, can you? He never called
me, ladies and gentlemen. Pull me up, Buttercup. All right, so anyway, I told you about having lunch at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago, right? Didn't I tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I did?
You went to Mar-a-Lago without me?
I did, as a matter of fact. Yes, I was invited to meet somebody there for lunch, which I did, and it was the same day that the vote was held on whether or not to impeach him, and about 5 minutes after the vote was taken, who shows up in the restaurant but the president, former president. And he came over and talked to some of us that were having lunch there, and he wanted to know how my crab meat was. It was very interesting. It was like he was the chef. I said on the air at that time, I thought he looked awful. He's put on a lot of weight. He looks jowly. He just didn't look like, well, I mean, what happens to presidents? Why anybody wants to be a president for four years, look at how all of them look when they get out of there. It's amazing. You can recover, get rid of the stress load and that sort of thing. Barack Obama looks like he's having a good time these days. Certainly George Bush looks like he's having a good time. Jimmy Carter I didn't think he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's 96 or something, and he's still building houses with Habitat for Humanity. Lives in a two-bedroom house in Peanut Grove, wherever it is. What's the name of that little town he lives in Georgia?
I forgot.
Plains, that's it, right. Plains, Georgia.
I always get it confused with Hope, Arkansas.
Yes. Remember, that was a trip and a half. I remember going there. I think I told you that story on the air once, too. It's probably not necessary to tell it here.
I'm still angry that you went to Mar-a-Lago without me.
Yeah. I'll go back again and get this.
I mean, I find out on the air like a month later that you had lunch at Mar-a-Lago and you talked to the president, the former president, and you didn't even bring it up or tell me or send me a picture.
I guess maybe that's how much of an influence it was on me.
I mean, the only thing you remember is a crab?
It was very good crab.
The food there is incredible. Let me tell you, folks, if you want to have a nice light lunch or a really tasty dinner, go to Mar-a-Lago.
But you got to join the club first in order to get in.
$150,000.
Which costs about $140,000 to get in. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't mean to turn this into a classist discussion, but I can't understand how anybody would spend the amount of money that you could buy a Bentley or a house just for the privilege of being able to eat at a restaurant.
But one of the things that's very interesting about it, and I say this lovingly, I've spent a lot of time since 1964. My father bought a place on Singer Island, which is the next island up from Palm Beach, back in 1964. My mother was sick and dying, and he wanted to have her in a warm place for the winter. So I started going down there then, and I've basically been going down there regularly ever since. I did a morning program on the talk station there for a couple of years. So it feels like home to me. So I've been by Mar-a-Lago 100 times, but I've never been in. And these stories when I first started going down there were about Marjorie Merriweather Post and what she built there. And I want to tell you something. It's like, if you've ever been in a castle in England or in Europe, this is like an American castle. The ornateness of it, the way you feel when you walk into it. I've never felt this way walking into a building anywhere in America.
The closest I've come to that, I've been to Mar-a-Lago about five times. I've been very fortunate in terms of knowing people who are members who've invited me. And as you know, I had dinner with Trump. Those were cool experiences.
Yeah.
But Mar-a-Lago is so gilded, it is so gold-lined, so over the top.
Heavy.
The closest I ever came to that, have you ever been to the Vanderbilt Mansion in Newport?
No, I have driven by it, but I never went in it.
Similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, Well, that represents a stage of American industrialism and wealth that doesn't, it demonstrates differently these days. But back after the Industrial Revolution started in the late 1870s and then to the 1880s and then through, the money that came about as a result of oil and industry, the steel industry, the Post family, well known for their media holldings. It was just, it was a different era. And, and people who decry it, I think it's an important part of American history, frankly. that ought not to be dismissed. Ooh, wealth. People have money.
No, wealth should be held up as a goal.
Absolutely.
As long as the wealth is not attained in an unfair, illegal, or an unjust system where not everybody has the opportunity to make wealth. You see, when you start to misunderstand that wealth is the problem, then we're down the road to a really bad situation.
Exactly. That's where jobs come from. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
But wealth is not a virtue unto itself if it's at any cost. Yes, and that's right. Where we have to have systems of economic justice, and that's where the arguments begin.
Exactly. I don't want to have an argument with you, Michael. No. I want to talk, as a matter of fact, about a product that was very much in focus this week. Not only do we have National or International Day of the Women, but we had this week National Wash Your Nose Day. For those of you who missed National, you could even register online at my sponsor's Clear website, XLEAR.com. To get a prize. There are a lot of things that were around National Wash Your Nose Day. Every time I do this on the air, here we go, listen up. There it is, you hear it? I just sprayed into my nostril the it's good. It clears up my whatever is in my nose. I'm protecting myself. I could do it on video. You want me to do it on a video? I could do that. Post that at DJVShow.com. Anyway, Clear is the nasal spray. That is all natural. It alleviates congestion. A lot of people at this time of the year, we've been through winter, we've been through hell with COVID. This is certainly helpful for that purpose, but we're going into springtime. I have this with me. I carry it with me in my truck on the farm. Spray my nose every 2 or 3 hours. You can do it too. Everybody in the family should have one of these to keep their nostrils clean, because it really does, it protects you from all of these vagrants, things that are in the air around us. 80% of primary care physicians' visits right now, Michael, are for upper respiratory diseases and problems. This is so quick, so easy, and you can find it pretty much everywhere. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep your family healthy and keep yourself healthy. Go to clear.com, XLEAR.com, or you can find it pretty much wherever you shop, at grocery stores, natural health food stores, drug stores, et cetera, et cetera. It's clear that it's clear, XLEAR, at clear.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-832-2366 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move, with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on News Talk Radio, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, here every week at this time, going through the official list, the story list, Talkers Magazine. We also have lots of ancillary conversations. We actually have been on the air and off the air making reference to the situation with the prince. And the prince, well, she's not a princess, but anyway, the duchess, or she's former duchess, former prince. Once a duchess, are you always a duchess, or is it gone because they moved to Oprah's neighborhood?
Well, that actually is part of the complexity of this whole controversy is, you know, are they still royals, are they not? Yeah. Did they give up their duties, or are they going to have to give up their titles, you know?
Now, what do we make of the, here's one of the takeaways. There are four or five big takeaways that I got watching this thing. One of them was Oprah's reaction to the question about race and the way she turned the interview around so that it was kind of about her and being black. Not that that isn't an issue or wasn't an issue. It was the obvious turnaround in tone from her in the interview. I don't know if you saw that part of it or not, but I thought it was, and whether, you know, you wonder whether these things are planned. Supposedly it was an off-the-cuff interview. They hadn't rehearsed. At the beginning, Oprah went through all the things that we haven't rehearsed. You're not getting paid. Well, they're not getting paid because Oprah took all the dough. She got $7 million for doing the interview. Not bad for 4 hours' work, right?
Yeah.
Getting an appearance in.
How come we can't get deals like that?
I don't know. This is your fault, basically, because I'm tarnished being attached to you in a lot of different ways.
That's so true. Probably, I know.
Yeah. All right.
I've had so many things that I could have said and I didn't.
I know. Yeah, you're probably the other way around. At any rate, the conversation, how hard is it for News Talk political stations to get into a conversation like this?
How hard is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, most of these stations doing News Talk today are political. And there's nothing.
Yeah, now this has been one of the big topics all week. It's not just political. Plus, it's totally political. They have a left and a right there. They have the Republicans versus the monarchists. They have race relations. There are race issues in the UK. There are press issues. There are scandals. They have the same issues we do. They've just, you know, shifted toward the culture of Great Britain. But all of this stuff is political. It's totally political and social. and social ties to political. So, no, I it's been a big topic. As a matter of fact, we were surprised that it came in higher this week than it did the week before. We thought it would be dead by Monday, Tuesday. No, this thing is, we're talking about it a week later. And I wouldn't be talking about it if it didn't warrant it based upon the mission of the show to talk about the most talked about issues on talk radio.
Right.
This past week. So there you go.
All right. So moving into the number six story, which is in part about the Chinese military. Mm-hmm. One of the, you know how I am when it comes to the Chinese, and people say, oh, you're a racist because you don't like the Chinese. No, I'm a realist because I don't like the Chinese government and what's going on. Apparently, this week it became known, I don't know that we know how much, but that the debt that we are incurring because of COVID, is the purchasing of debt is something that investment bankers do and Wall Street does, and the Chinese are now buying them. At first, they were, when Trump was president, they were precluded from buying any of the debt. Now, they apparently are buying the debt. And so you understand what's going on here. Here's a situation which they created, and they brought the world to its knees, and now they're turning it around so that you become dependent on them to dig yourself out of the hole that they created. This is kind of nice work if you can get it, but if you don't understand the second part of this, the Chinese military buildup is being paid for by American public unions retirement funds. Did you know that CalPERS, for example, and many, I mean, I use them always as an example because they're the biggest. They have put $8 billion into Chinese military industrial complexes over there. Basically, they're funding the Chinese military buildup to come after us. Brilliant. Huh?
Mm.
Isn't that? I mean, think about it.
Well, our complex relationship on a financial level with China is the basis of the problem. Of course, you can also look at it and say, hey, then the Chinese are dependent on us as well, you know, because we're financing their stuff. I mean, one problem is they're financing our stuff, and the other problem is we're financing their stuff. If only they were more honest in their dealings.
Right. 28 and a half after the hour.
Insight Daily Radio. Blue Ridge is an exciting new action-adventure movie coming to the INSP network on Saturday, March 13th at 8 p.m. Eastern. The movie centers around a mysterious murderer that shocks a sleepy town at the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and one that reignites a long-time simmering feud between two of the community's most powerful families. The new sheriff, Justin Wise, finds himself in a race against time for him and his team to solve the murders before mountain justice takes over and the townspeople take the law into their own hands. We spoke with noted actor Jonathan Cheick, who plays new Sheriff Justin Wise, about his role in the making of the movie.
I love this movie. It's a fun movie. It's an entertaining film. And I think the most important thing when we turn on television, ever since I've been part of it, is to be entertained, to learn something new, maybe to feel something, get through something that you're going through in your life. And Blue Ridge does that. It makes us, you know, realize that we're all different, but we have a lot of similarities. And if you can get behind someone who just had a child or had a breakup or has trouble, you're going to love the movie because it's going to keep you engaged as we go along.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is facing criticism and perhaps legal action over a nursing home policy that her administration put in place in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic. Initially, patients who tested positive for COVID were placed in the same nursing facility with patients who did not have the COVID. Macomb County Prosecutor Peter Lucido is expected to announce an effort to prosecute Whitmer for her nursing home policy. Whitmer said she remains proud of her team's overall response to the coronavirus. South Dakota moved to legalize medical marijuana after a dispute between the House and Senate to delay the process. Because of the dispute, initiated Measure 46 will take place July 1st, 2021, and will legalize the use of medical marijuana. Governor Kristi Noem, the Republican from South Dakota, said she is concerned about the provisions that allow people to grow marijuana at home, as there is no cap on the number of plants. About 70% of voters in 2020 elections were in favor of legalizing medical and recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
After a sixth woman came forward claiming New York Governor Democrat Andrew Cuomo of sexual assault, impeachment of Cuomo is becoming louder. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The New York State Assembly authorized an impeachment investigation into allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo amid growing calls for the Democrat to resign from office. The announcement came after the New York governor's office said it referred allegations of sexual misconduct by Cuomo to the Albany Police Department. The Albany Times-Union reported fresh allegations of sexual misconduct, saying an aide to the governor said he groped her at the executive mansion in 2020, reaching under her blouse and touching her. This is the sixth woman to come forward to accuse him of misconduct, offering the most serious allegations yet. Cuomo denied the allegations, saying he's never done anything like that. New York Attorney General Letitia James appointed two attorneys to lead the investigation into allegations from several women. They'll be tasking with issuing subpoenas, examining documents, conducting interviews, and analyzing data regarding the allegations and the Cuomo administration's handling of the situation.
The Albany Police Department has also begun looking at the most recent allegations. NASCAR is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. The Instacart 500 will start Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern and can be seen on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Downloading the big hits in the world of News Talk Radio. You can find this list at the DJV Show website and at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. The stimulus package. Do you feel like you've been stimulated? You getting money?
Well, I haven't noticed any coming in yet, but I always am stimulated by the arrival of money.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's important for us to be stimulated by money. So what are the average, when you listen around to these talk radio programs, people normally, I guess it's the natural thing to make it about me, right? What am I going to get about, looking at these numbers? I'm going to get $1,400. What are we going to do with it? And one of the stories I heard somebody, it was a really good talk show host who will remain nameless at the moment, but he was talking about people banking it and asking the question, if they're banking it, then they don't need it, so why are we giving it to them? Which I think is a pretty stimulating question, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody getting it, it has to keep it someplace so they can pay their mortgage next month or the month after. Or it doesn't mean they're totally, absolutely flat broke. I mean, gosh, we'd be in a heck of a bind.
Well, we have 19 million people who are homeless. We have 14 million people, not homeless, excuse me, they go to bed, 14 million children a night going to bed hungry, and all these millions of people that don't have enough to eat. And the, you know, there's no addressing that issue in a concrete fashion because there isn't a dealing with reality. We waste, I did on the American Family Farmer Show that I do this past week, one of the things that we focused on was how much food waste there is in this country. And all these people going hungry, why isn't there a program to take the food that isn't being used? I go to the grocery stores in my town and get day-old food and feed it to my animals because they can't give it to human beings. Where is the intelligence that we used to have in our country, Michael? That's seemed to me a good ancillary conversation for a good talk show host.
Well, I mean, you know, solutions, you know, are what you're talking about as opposed to just airing problems and then seeking victory at the expense of truth. You know, hyping it up, blowing the problems up, demonizing the other side, getting up every day, looking through the news, cherry-picking things that make the other side look bad. This is what's going on, and that's not good. Although I do understand that argument and contention are compelling media lures to get clicks and eyeballs and eardrums and all that, sometimes it gets grating, and we miss out on the opportunity to do other things in this form of media that are equally compelling that are not necessarily based upon fighting. And when we start to think the only way we can have people listening is to, if you're, you know, talking to the pro-Trump crowd, is come up with daily things bad about Biden or daily bad things about the Republicans if you're a pro-Biden person, well, this is going to keep us in a downward spiral. There are other ways to create interesting programming. And I often wish that the people in this business, you know, because I'm so personally involved in it, realized they had those options as opposed to starting to believe it's just a matter of banging the other side over the head constantly, even if it's righteous indignation, even if it's hyped up anger. You know, what are we going to be angry about today? Oh, come on. People don't go around angry every day. I'm going to be angry every day for 2 hours.
Emotionally, it's not. Yeah. It's not. One of the things that's here is our mental health. Number 9 on the story list this week is the situation with America's mental health, which is really problematic. Somewhat contributed, the coronavirus contributed to it somewhat, but there's this constant haranguing of you're right, I'm wrong, Democrats good, Republicans bad, vice versa. That's sick.
It is sick, and it makes people sick. And much of the mental health issue that's on the chart this week is derived from children having a difficult time adjusting to this weird year they're living through, especially ones that are 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, where a major segment of their life they've lived in quarantine and don't know what it's like to play with other kids, to go to preschool.
My grandson's 6 years old. He spent 1/5 of his life in quarantine. So what does that say about what is normal? I mean, he's turned out to be a pretty normal kid.
The kids have emotional problems, but there is widespread emotional distress for adults. The coronavirus has triggered tremendous anxiety in terms of finances, as we talked about before. Whether you get a check and you deposit it or not is irrelevant. It's that there are people are in need of money, jobs have been lost, businesses are under. We're at each other's throats. Marriages are breaking up because spouses are together too much. Other relationships are breaking up because people are not together enough. There's all kinds of intrigue and relationship issues going on out there that people don't talk about that have been kicked on their ear as a result of all of this disarray.
Yeah, right.
I mean, being stuck with somebody you don't want to be with is just as bad or maybe not as bad as not being with somebody that you want to be with. And grandparents aren't getting to see their grandkids. This has been a really stinky year, and it has an impact on people's mental health.
And you were not back to holding the Chinese government accountable for, which I think is a very important part of the conversation. It just isn't being done. There's no, in this big bill that was passed, there's no incentive in there that I could see anywhere, or anybody pointed out to me in the 600 or 700 pages in the bill. There's no incentive to bring American businesses back. We're spending all this money. Why aren't we incentivizing American business coming back to America?
Well, because if we do that too quickly, we're going to hurt ourselves economically.
Yeah.
We really the situation with China is much more complicated than just, you know, feeling good about kicking them.
No, I understand, of course. But there's got to be at some point, there has to be a reckoning here, one way or another. Speaking of that, we mentioned earlier in the program, Donald Trump was number four on the people list this week. What did you think, or what was made, speaking of indignant, there are five former living presidents, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Well, an invitation went out to all of the former presidents, except one, to participate in a public service announcement, or a series of them, urging Americans to get vaccinated. So Trump didn't get invited. Trump apparently isn't all that keen on getting the vaccine anyway, and a lot of his followers are from that league. But there was a big to-do made about that on a lot of conversational programs. Were these people correct not inviting Trump to participate? I could imagine the other four wouldn't have shown up.
Complicated question. I mean, Trump revels in being the anti-president. Mm-hmm. He likes his position of not being one of the former presidents. He's revolutionizing a former presidency the same way he revolutionized a sitting presidency. So this is all par for the course. And he does speak on behalf of a lot of people who, whether you think they're right or wrong, they're people and they have a right to be wrong, if they're wrong at all. In the end, who knows? It may come out 100 years from now, Trump was right about everything.
Yeah.
And I always maintain a little bit of an open mind about all things, because I've seen it just from my study of history that time changes what we consider to be the truth. So it's good to be open-minded. But you said something that's not true that I want to correct, and it's easy to miss it, because it was done in secrecy. Trump and Melania had the vaccine. They were given the vaccine. They took the vaccine in secret. They didn't tell anybody. They kept it secret. So when Trump was downplaying the benefits of the vaccine, he was still getting the benefits of the vaccine.
Right.
So, yeah. There's plenty about Trump that Trump lovers should look at honestly and hold him up to scrutiny the same way they hold up everybody else. To me, all politicians should be scrutinized. You know, I love that term. Hold their feet to the fire. I don't give a damn if they're your guy or the other guy. They're all politicians, and our role in the media is to be skeptics.
Well, I'm cynical and skeptical, and I think that fits me and it fits a lot of other people. There need to be questions answered, and there aren't. And it doesn't make any difference. As my colleagues on the DJV program are happy to tell our listeners, I don't like any of them. I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like politicians. I see guys like Gavin Newsom, who's number 10 on the people list this week, and the outrage that he's perpetrating. People elect guys like this. This guy is a scum. He's nothing but his own personal PR agent, and he's getting his you-know-what's handed to him. 2.5 million people have signed his recall because the guy has no business being the governor. None. But he's there, popularity, good looking, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, whatever it is. And the guy is making a mess, and the people in California are allowing him to do well. Now maybe they're kind of bringing him up short, but wow.
Well, California is a total mess.
It is.
Economically.
Unbelievable.
Environmentally, politically, fiscally.
Yep.
I guess one of the reasons for it is it's overpopulated, over-industrialized, and over-beautiful. The problem is, you can't have it both ways.
Everybody wants to be there. I love being in California. I live part of the year. This is the first year in a long time. I haven't lived in California in the wintertime. My children are there. Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to... I would never buy a house in California again. I've owned four houses there.
I wouldn't run a business there, that's for sure. Tell all our listeners there, I don't mean to disparage the state. I love California. I thought there was a time in my life I'd never be anything but a Californian. I lived there for 15 years. Some of the best years of my career were in L.A. and San Diego. Yeah. But, you have to run out of that state if you're trying to run a business. The red tape, the restrictions, the complications. Very hard to make a living there as an entrepreneur.
It's ridiculous. Speaking of entrepreneurial, I would like to spend some time talking about a company that is very entrepreneurial. The folks at Navage, the people that came up, they defined sort of the way to cleanse your nose. Mornings when you wake up, your nose is all kind of, you know what I'm saying. It's just
your nose is a mess.
Yeah, right. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses all pass through your nose. So when you wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth. The advice here is to properly clean your nasal cavity. And it's so easy thanks to Navage. What is Navage, you ask? It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. That's why people like using it in the morning and at night before they go to bed. It is something you can do along with, you know, brushing your teeth, doing whatever it is that is part of your daily routine in the morning and at night. Make this part of it. Get rid of the nasty dust, the allergens, pollutions, potentially dangerous things that get trapped in your nose. If you wash your hands and you brush your teeth, then you ought to be using this nasal cleansing system that comes from Navage. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage backed with a no-questions-asked guarantee. You'll be satisfied or your money back. Go to Navage.com to order. That's Navage.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$10,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? Don't let the banks bully you. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the endless cycle. Get free of credit card debt, timeshare, signature loans, and even internet loans. Call now at 800-832-2366 to see if you can qualify with no obligation and how you can receive a free book written by our CEO, The Debt Dietitian. For over a decade, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Start saving money now and avoid bankruptcy. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now and get your free copy of the book, The Debt Dietitian, at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Chuck Curry is here. 54 past the hour on the DJV program, Friday, March the 12th. Chucker, what's that music from? Wait a minute, I better do this the correct way. The correct English is, from which movie, Charles, does this music come?
The Perfect Storm from the year 2000. Today, I want to talk about this, so give me a second here. I find this a fascinating topic. Today is the birthday of director Wolfgang Petersen, who was born on 1941, so he's 80 years old. His bio in terms of movies, I think, is really interesting, and the way it ended is fascinating. Das Boot, he did 1981, critically acclaimed submarine movie. Never Ending Story, critically acclaimed children's movie. He does In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood, one of Clint Eastwood's best movies, in my opinion, in 93. He does Outbreak, a terrific thriller, Dustin Hoffman, Rene Russo. Air Force One with Harrison Ford in 97. Perfect Storm in 2000. And then he does Troy in 2004, Brad Pitt, a movie I like. Then his career completely almost ends overnight when he does the remake of The Poseidon Adventure in 2006. There was a $150 million Warner Brothers movie. They spent $5 million on a Super Bowl commercial. The movie grosses like $60 million at the U.S. box office. Critics rip it apart. And he never worked again as a filmmaker other than one small movie in Germany. So it tells you, despite the fact this guy had a great bio of work and left his mark in Hollywood, he made one movie that lost the studio about $100 million, and he never got hired to do a big-budget movie or really any other movie again. And also Poseidon in 2006, Josh Lucas starred in that movie, and he starred in a movie called Stealth. Both bombed, and that really altered the career that he had also. Because I really like Josh Lucas, but when you when you star in two movies that lose a lot of money for studios, it really altered.
I thought Stealth was a good movie. Jessica Biel's in it, and
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx is in it.
Yeah,
it's a good action flick.
But they both completely bombed, and that altered Lucas's career. And yeah, I'll tell you a real one.
Now he does the Home Depot commercials.
A month before Poseidon was going to be released in 2006. Wolfgang Petersen had a cut of that movie of 2.5 hours with a lot of backstory. About a month before its release, he decided to cut an hour out of that movie and nub it to 89 minutes to keep it very quickly paced. I sat in a theater, because Poseidon Adventure is my all-time favorite movie, I sat in a theater in 2006, opening night, and I could not believe, I was stunned how quick the wave hit the ship. I think it was like 6 minutes in, no character development whatsoever, I had to watch the movie 2 or 3 times to really understand its pacing. It has some really great action in it, but in terms of character development, no comparison to the original 72 movie.
Yeah, I agree with you. Well, listen, it is what it is, a lot of mistakes. What's the big movie this weekend going to be? You got 5 seconds.
There is none. No major release. Nothing goes wide this weekend, Doug. Nothing.
All right, Chucker. Have a good weekend.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.